Spoken version of this ShareMaestro market report. Full article. Valero's 42.5% quarter run reaches refinery front rank, but participation is still light. Valero Energy closed at $348.9, only 1.1% below its 52-week high, as the refining group stays strong and the stock's weekly trend signal remains active. The caveat is volume. The latest advance came on 0.8 times the 13-week average. Research brief. Valero Energy added 2.1% in the week to 21 August, lifting its 4-week gain to 15.8% and its 12-week advance to 42.5%. The stock is trading 38.4% above its weekly trend line and 118.4% above ShareMaestro fair value, signaling strong premium demand but also a larger valuation and reversal risk if momentum cools. Market dynamics remain positive, relative strength is constructive, and the trend backdrop is active, although the latest week did not deliver a fresh buy signal and volume stayed below normal. Key points. 1. VLO closed at $348.9, just 1.1% below its $352.7 52-week high and 98.2% up its yearly range. 2. The weekly trend signal remains active, with a 61-week active streak and price 38.4% above the 252.0 trend line. 3. Momentum is broad across timeframes, plus 2.1% over 1 week, plus 15.8% over 4 weeks, plus 42.5% over 12 weeks, and plus 144.3% over 52 weeks. 4. Volume was 10.4 million shares, equal to 0.8 times the 13-week average and 0.7 times the 52-week average, leaving confirmation short of the price move. 5. The U.S. oil and gas refining and marketing industry is healthier than the wider energy sector, with 73.7% trend breadth and 73.7% positive market dynamics breadth. Price action, near the high, with a wide trend cushion. Valero Energy's latest weekly close of $348.9 leaves the refiner within 1.1% of its 52-week high of $352.7, after a 12-week gain of 42.5% and a 52-week advance of 144.3%. The stock is sitting at 98.2% of its 1-year range, a position that confirms demand has remained strong, but also raises the threshold for fresh upside follow-through. The ShareMaestro trend signal is active, and the current setup is classified as a continuation of established strength. VLO is 38.4% above its weekly trend line at $252.0, giving the trend a substantial cushion. The other side of that distance is risk. A stock this far above trend can remain strong, but pullbacks can become sharper if buyers stop defending elevated prices. Market dynamics and relative strength remain constructive, but the signal is not fresh. Market dynamics are positive, with activity pressure at 1.24, while relative strength reads 47.85 and has improved over the past month. That combination supports the view that the move is more than a single-week rebound. Still, the signal state is not cleanly aggressive. Activity pressure shows no fresh buy signal, and ShareMaestro expectancy is undecided at 54.09%. The mixed signal state matters because price has already moved a long way. Valero trades 118.4% above ShareMaestro fair value of $159.07, a premium that reflects strong demand and sector positioning, but also leaves less room for disappointment if refining margins, crude spreads, or broader energy flows turn less supportive. Sector and industry context. Refiners are stronger than energy overall. Valero's 2.1% weekly gain was broadly in line with the U.S. energy sector's 2.09% average, but its medium-term performance is far stronger. The sector averaged 5.7% over 4 weeks and 9.3% over 12 weeks, well below VLO's 15.8% and 42.5% gains. Energy breadth is mixed, with 58.0% active trend signals, only 43.0% positive market dynamics breadth, and 71.0% positive relative strength breadth. The oil and gas refining and marketing industry looks more supportive. Among 19 U.S. peers, industry trend breadth and market dynamics breadth both stand at 73.7%, with relative strength breadth at 68.4%. Valero ranks among the stronger refiners over 4 weeks, though PBF Energy's 80.7% 12-week move and Marathon Petroleum's 45.0% 12-week gain show the rally is not isolated to VLO. volume and risk. The advance still needs heavier participation. The main confirmation gap is volume. Valero traded 10.4 million shares in the latest week, below the 13-week average of 13.8 million and the 52-week average of 15.0 million. That is not a bearish reading by itself, but it means the latest 2.1% gain did not arrive with the kind of participation that would strengthen conviction behind a near-high breakout attempt. Risk readings are elevated, but not disorderly. 13-week weekly return volatility is 6.0%, above the 52-week base of 5.1%. Over the past 52 weeks, VLO has recorded 31 positive weeks and 21 negative weeks, with average gains of 5.1% versus average losses of 2.9%. The best recent week was plus 14.5% on 14 August, while the worst was negative 8.6% on 19 June, a reminder that the stock can move sharply in both directions. What to watch next? The immediate test is whether Valero can press through the $352.7 high with stronger participation. A volume ratio above 1.5x would give the next move more weight than the latest 0.8x reading. If price stalls near the high while volume remains light, the risk shifts toward consolidation rather than continuation. The weekly trend line at $252.0 remains the key regime level, although price is currently far above it. Activity pressure is the nearer-term gauge. Sustained positive readings would support the current move, while a fade from positive territory would make the fair value premium and near-high range position more important risk markers. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.